So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And today we are going to recap Fantasy Suites.
I know.
Serena's favorite episode.
It's not my favorite. I like Night One.
I just guessed. I was just throwing a guess out there.
What's your favorite episode?
Night One.
Yeah.
Night One. But I like Fantasy Suites.
I like Fantasy Suites too. Coming off of Hometown's Fantasy Suites is a good one. There's always like something juicy that
goes like,
down.
I like Hometowns more than I like Fantasy Suites.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I just find them to be more entertaining.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's more people, so new, different dynamics that I enjoy.
That's true. I feel like we should have Jared on every Hometown recap because he's so passionate about Hometown.
Yeah.
And he, like, I'm not a big Hometown gal. It's not my favorite episode, but, like, he makes me enjoy the episode more.
Yeah, he loves Hometowns.
Yeah, he's so passionate about it.
Okay, so it's Fantasy Suites.
And we are in Tulum.
Tulum, Mexico.
Which I feel like we've been here before because when they did the cenotes date, I was like, this looks so familiar, but I can't pinpoint what season did it.
You want to know why I don't like the cenotes?
Yeah, for people listening, it was Zach's season that did it.
Okay.
And for people listening, Joe and I have been to Tulum and we've done the cenotes. We didn't do ones like this where you're jumping off stuff, but we did one where you kind of like walk down and it's like the pools of water that you can swim in and it's like caves and all that.
Yeah. I dislike them because there's bats.
Yes.
And I don't like bats, and bats carry rabies, and I don't want anything to do with that.
Yes. The one we were in had like you swam underneath this like... underneath these rocks.
Yeah.
And there was so many bats. But you did good. You went under it.
Yeah. I knew how much you wanted to do it and you were having fun and I was really just putting on a brave face, but I hated every second.
You're
of it.
So brave.
I couldn't wait to get out of there. I remember that.
I remember that too. We were with Abigail and Noah and they were loving it also.
Yeah.
So you were really like, there was a lot of peer pressure for you to push through.
And we had to put on the life jackets that like everyone was wearing and they were like soaked. And I was like,
yeah, but it doesn't mean they don't they clean them in between and stuff.
I don't know. They didn't smell clean.
Well, if we ever go back, you can sit on the bench and watch while I swim in the cenotes. I will make you do it again.
Okay, just don't get bit by a bat.
I won't, or I'll try not to.
What TV show did we just watch where somebody
got bit by a bat? Yeah.
And they were affected with rabies.
Oh my God. It's right at the tip of my tongue. I feel like it was a movie. Oh, it was the Hunger Games Songbird prequel, whatever.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait. You know the guy in it is the guy who played like the son, the rich son, mm-hmm. is dating Rachel What's-Her-Face, the girl who played the main girl in real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, I just saw that on Instagram today. Oh. Okay. We're in Tulum and we have three dates. It starts off with the security cam footage of Joey
reading the card,
reading the note, a little foreshadowing.
No, it doesn't. It ends with that. Oh, foreshadowing.
No, but
I'm
they
sorry.
Do the little
yes.
foreshadow clip, which honestly I have come to like. I feel like at the beginning of the season I was like, I hate this, and now I enjoy it.
I was just upset they ended on that.
I know.
Because I wanted to see what happened.
It was such a cliffhanger. And they do like a little, they start off with like a recap of all the relationships, kind of remind you where everyone's at. And then we go into Rachel and Susan have a chat. I love these cameos from the Golden Bachelor girls this episode. And we are actually going to have them on Leslie, Susan, and Sandra for an interview later this week. So be sure to stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you think about Rachel and Susan's chat?
I thought it was nice. I thought it was fine. I like Susan. I think she's a great personality. I personally think it would be more helpful. I get she has a lot of advice and all that, but like when we were on Paradise mm-hmm. and I think Dean and Kaylin came down and we talked to them. There's just something more relatable there that I thought was very helpful, where I would almost rather see the conversation being had with Rachel and like
one of Zach's girls,
somebody who's
The Bachelor. And oh, you mean like a success story.
Like here, like Zach's, like Katie and Zach.
Yeah.
I rather see Katie have that conversation because it's so fresh and so new and she went through that exact experience.
And it worked out for her.
And it worked out.
That's actually a good point because with us, yeah, we have referred back to this
before. No offense, Bachelor, Golden Bachelor ladies. I enjoy you. I like you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying because when we were in Paradise, to see it having worked out for Kaylin and Dean, who met on Paradise, who are still together, like there is something encouraging about that. Yeah. And you do kind of want to hear their experience and like how they handled these situations.
Yeah. And we get later in the episode when Leslie and
Kelsey,
I'm like, oh, this is not giving her any confidence. Yeah. We'll get to that.
But Rachel basically just says she feels really accepted by Joey and she's in love with him, but her guard's up. I feel like that's been like the theme with Rachel all season is like her guard's up. She doesn't like crying in front of him. She doesn't like being vulnerable with him.
Yeah, I feel I really like Rachel. I think she's very sweet. I think she is very pretty. I think she's smart. Like, I really like her, and I feel really bad for her because I feel like she doesn't want to get hurt. She's been fighting that this entire time, mm-hmm. and now we're gonna see her finally
open up. I know, it's like the best and the worst week for her to do it.
Yeah.
They go into their date. They do the cenotes.
Yep.
A little triggering for Joey, but. Or for this, for you, Joe.
She breaks her jaw. Almost breaks her jaw.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Have you ever jumped off of something like high and had a bad landing?
No.
Have you ever jumped off something high, period, into water?
Like not super high. No.
Okay, I have.
Like a diving board.
I've jumped off. I've done like some cliff jumping. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
The highest diving board I've jumped off of is probably like 10, 15 feet.
Yeah,
so like
probably the same.
It's definitely no. I will be shocked if you jumped off of anything that's 10 feet or higher.
I definitely have jumped off something that's 10 feet or higher.
Okay, well, I'm assuming that what they jumped off of was
that
like 15 feet.
Oh, I thought that was like 30.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, either way, if you land poorly, like the impact against water is extremely painful.
Yeah, it's like it feels like you're hitting concrete.
Yeah, yeah. Like the higher you are and the faster you fall and the worse you land. I watched it again. I went back and watched how she fell, and she like piked her upper body, which like the if you're jumping off something, you want to stay as straight as possible. Like you want to be a pencil going to the water for the least impact. She piked her upper body as she was landing, and like her it was like her feet hit, her legs hit, her hips hit, and then her chin whacked.
Yeah.
Oof. But
I'm surprised she didn't get knocked out from it.
No.
Like knock off her equilibrium.
I mean, her what?
Equilibrium. That is a thing. That's a word. Fucking Google it. That
no,
is a
I
word.
Know it's a word. I just.
You don't think I'm saying it correctly?
I don't think you're
I might
using
not
it
be.
Correctly.
That could be
I could be wrong. But no, if she had broken her jaw, I would have been absolutely shocked. I think she just kind of like. Smashed it a little bit.
Yeah, she put on a brave face. She like refused to
see help.
I would have laid straight back and been like, take me to the hospital.
Yeah, you would have been like, get me in a stretcher,
take me to the nearest
neck
hospital.
Brace. I feel like two Advils and some ice would have done the job.
Yeah.
But I also feel like your jaw is something you don't really want to mess around with.
No,
at all.
No,
so if there's something
especially
is wrong,
going in the fantasy. Suite.
Oh my god, Joe.
Anyways,
so they go to the hospital. It's like a whole thing. But I think it's good for her to almost like have forced vulnerability.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I genuinely think she needed something like that to like let him in and mm-hmm. let him comfort her. Because
yeah.
like you're injured. You don't have a choice. You have to kind of let them take care of you.
Yeah.
Did you ever have the ambulance or doctors called on you at all? When you were on the show, any of the times you went on it?
No.
You've never had to see the medic or anything?
Oh, yeah. I had to see the medic.
Yeah. Oh, when you were sick in paradise.
Yeah.
I called the medic on yeah. you for yeah. you.
Yeah. Saw him a bunch of times.
I was punched in the face on my season on one of the dates. It was like a boxing date.
Yeah.
And I got hit like square in the face. But that was just like a two Advil move on situation.
I had a stronger relationship with the medic than I did with you at the beginning of our
You
paradise.
Did. You did. You knew a lot about the medics and about the team that was helping take care of us. You came back from those visits with a ton of information. I feel very safe in paradise now knowing everything that you've told me about yeah. the medic staff.
Great medic staff. Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great.
Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Okay, yeah, so then they go, they do overnights. They wake up the next day happy.
Yeah, she was like upset the night before because obviously she's been cheated on in the past. So she's really holding it together quite well. But I can imagine Fantasy Suites, as much as she's like, I understand, like, I'm not freaking out about you sleep, like having these overnights with other people. It's like probably still very triggering for her.
Well, yeah, if you're someone that cheating is a big deal, which it is for most people.
Yeah.
But if you've experienced it, this situation is
as close to feeling like they're cheating on you as it's gonna get.
Yeah, it's like you have to be okay with being kind of cheated on.
Yeah, well, even if like nothing happens, it's still like off camera intimate time with someone else.
100%.
So it's like, even if it's just emotional intimacy, like it still feels probably really weird. I'm going to be honest, I didn't feel super strong chemistry between them on this date. And I think going from Rachel to Kelsey A, I was like, I don't think it's going to be Rachel.
I agree. And then we go to Kelsey A and we see the Leslie Kelsey talk, which the Leslie Kelsey talk, I was like, this is going to throw her way off.
Yeah, change the topic to literally anything else other than Leslie getting heartbroken by Gary.
Yeah, Leslie's like, well, Gary told me a lot of things that he lied about.
Yeah,
it's like, well,
and
okay,
then she's
well,
like, don't, you know, stay hopeful, but also keep your guard fully up until he's down on one knee.
And I was like, no. Then that's what I'm saying. Like, I do think, like, I think it would be better to have someone that ended up a success at the end.
Yeah, but I also think there's something to say for, like, Susan, who, like, comes on and she's, you know, it didn't work out for her, but
sure,
she's, like, living her best life, and she learned and grew so much from the experience, and she has a very positive feeling towards the experience,
yes,
right?
I like, agree. You need that. You need someone that's extremely positive.
Like, I think Susan was a good fit because she made amazing friendships. Her and Gary actually had a really amazing friendship that she, like, values, and, like, I just think she has positive outlook and energy towards the show.
For sure.
Whereas
yeah, you
Leslie
need that.
Had such a heartbreaking ending. I think she's still sitting in that a little bit. And for her to come and be like, it may not work out, you may get heartbroken, and you should not open up your heart to love.
Yeah.
I was like, no, Leslie.
But it's okay.
And you can tell Kelsey's like handling it well in the moment, but like in this environment, like I'm like watching, being like, she is going to spiral. There's no way this is not going to send her into a deep, dark spiral.
And watching it right now, to me, Kelsey's Joey's number one. So I'm like, the only way that I think Joey doesn't pick her is
if she spirals and loses it.
Yeah, and he's already got a lot of insecurity surrounding someone not choosing him and leaving or not loving him fully or back. And like that combination with Kelsey's potential future spiraling about her own insecurities is like toxic and detrimental potentially to the relationship.
Yeah.
If it spreads, like if they contain it, it's fine. But like if they let that run wild, that could be a huge problem for the relationship.
For sure.
But we do then see Kelsey, you know, she's saying, like, I love Joey and, you know, I'm optimistic, I'm hopeful. But Leslie literally says, like, be careful. I wish I hadn't felt so confident. And it's just kind of like making Kelsey realize that she could actually get heartbroken at the end of this.
And then we go to the date portion.
Yep. Yacht date. So freaking windy.
Yeah.
The wind's going crazy. I'm surprised we could hear them, to be honest. But very cute. They like are yachting and they're swimming with stingrays. And honestly, I mean, this is also just part of Kelsey's personality. So like, I feel like it shines through so much because she has this like warm, positive, outgoing personality. She's like very bubbly, but like, it's just like so strong, their connection, it seems like, as a viewer.
Yeah, I agree. I think
it's, like, I think they, like, I literally wrote, like, they are in love with each other.
Yeah.
And they're so cute.
And she says it this time, too, right? And she, like, throws it out there, like, and he's like, Jesus, she's just going to throw it out there.
Yeah,
like
she, like,
that.
Blurts it out there. She's like, yeah, I told my dad that I love you. So, yeah, Joey, I do love you. Like, out of nowhere. Yeah, like, she doesn't set it up. Like, he doesn't give her an in. She just says it out of nowhere, which was so cute. I think he was taken off guard. And then he ended up saying that he's falling in love with her,
which is the first time we've heard him say that, right?
He
didn't say it to Rachel.
No, he did not say it to Rachel. I think he kind of had said it to Daisy, but not like as clearly as he said it to Kelsey in this moment. But yeah, I love them together. Her connection with him is probably my favorite this point. And I feel like early on in Charity season, you and I were like, oh, like Dawn and Charity are in love. They're obsessed with each other. And I haven't really had that feeling this season with Joey as much. But now I feel that way about Kelsey and him.
I felt that way about him and Kelsey when I saw them at that bar, when they were at the bar, wherever it was, in Spain, I think.
No, it was in Jasper.
Oh, okay.
When they had like the bar date.
That's kind of when I thought that. But yeah. And then we are on to Daisy, and Daisy has a conversation. I know Daisy has a conversation with Sandra. Sandra's so sweet. She's been on this podcast a few times.
She's so sweet.
Their conversation, anything really much happening there?
No, she just kind of same as Susan said, like, you know, you got to open up and put your heart out there. And that kind of seems to be something that Daisy's been struggling with too.
I do feel like Daisy is getting there though, more than I have seen from her.
Yes. I think this episode, her feelings, like she really opens up about her feelings and their connection and relationship really takes a big step forward.
Yeah. I would say this is the first time I've been like, oh, Daisy does really like Joey.
Yeah. And their connection is like, I'm seeing it. Like, I feel like they've been talking a lot about it and he's been talking a lot about it, but this is the first time I'm like, okay, yeah, I see the relationship there.
Yeah. And for her sake, like, I'm sure there's a lot between Daisy and Joey off camera that we may not be privy to. So like, you know,
I also just think like, you know, I was saying Kelsey A has this really bubbly personality when she's around Joey, and she's giddy and she's smiley. And I think Daisy is just more chill. Like she just does.
Oh, see, no, I don't. I think Daisy is the same. I think she
really.
Yeah, it's not when she's with Joey that I think that way. It's more when I watch her interview, and she always seems to, in her interviews, she always kind of seems to be like a little more hesitant on talking about how she feels about him and her feelings.
Gotcha. Whereas Kelsey, you feel like, is more like, I love him, I love him, I love him.
Yeah.
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 Okay. And then we go into the date with Joey and Daisy, and they go ATVing.
That's fun. That's a fun date.
Yeah, it's always a fun date. And she does say that she...
Have you ever been ATVing?
I have been ATVing. Yeah, have you?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
I went... a few times when I was younger. I haven't been in like years. I have a really funny picture of my grandma on an ATV.
Oh, actually. Really?
Yeah, I'll show it to you. Nice. But yeah, they are falling for each other. Daisy says she's in love with him, but hasn't told him yet. She actually says she's like a huge adrenaline junkie, and Joey says he loves like her sense of adventure, which I feel like is a side of her that we haven't seen yet.
No, but it makes sense.
But it makes sense, totally. And yeah, we're getting some cuts to Kelsey at home freaking out.
Yeah, freaking. I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why. Jeez. So
I mean, here's the thing. Do we?
It's just so sad. Like Daisy's freaking ATVing around the woods with Joey, like falling in love, and Kelsey's freaking out in her bedroom at home.
Yeah, yeah.
So Daisy's saying a lot of like strong things. Like she's like, he makes me feel whole. He's changed my life. I'm like, whoa, shit. Like, I feel like this has really progressed in this day portion, but she's throwing a lot out there. She eventually tells him he loves her, or she loves him.
Yeah.
And he says he's falling in love.
Do you believe it?
Yeah, I believe it. Okay. Do you believe it?
Kind of.
Him or her?
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she feels it. I think she feels in love with him.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I feel like this is the first time I'm buying into Daisy really being into Joey.
Right. So it feels kind of quick. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we're in the minority. I think a lot of other people see it. I think it's been a slower progression with Daisy than Kelsey, but I think that she has caught up quickly. I think a big part of it was him meeting her family.
Yeah.
She's now had 3 weeks of consistent time with him because she had the one-on-one, her second one-on-one, and then she had the hometown, and then she's had the fantasy suite. So I think she's feeling like really reassured probably.
Yeah, and maybe for Daisy, because she did say a big thing is her family and like her family's approval over Joey. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it could literally be just that, like, she needed Joey to meet her parents and her family, and
yeah,
he did, and it went well. So now she's kind of like she's all in now.
Yes, I think it just feels fast for us, and like where your hesitancy probably comes from as well as mine is, you know, the week before hometown, she was like, I like you, but like, I'm not in love with you.
Yeah.
And they had that very like real conversation about where she was at with her feelings.
And that's what I thought we were going to get.
Now she's like, I'm in love with you. Yeah. So it was a big jump in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And I still thought we were going to get more of that on this episode. And like, we didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Because even going into hometown, she was like, if my family doesn't approve, like it's over. And like, yeah, I have a lot of questions. And like, she still seemed to be kind of like doubting things. But now I feel like she's really let herself fall. And she's kind of like, throwing those walls down, yeah. She's all in.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the first time, and I can't even remember when, that we have 3 successful fantasy suites.
Yeah, all right? 3 of them went really well. There was no drama between Joey and any of the women. There's no drama between the women themselves. It was just like a very smooth fantasy suite week.
Yeah, now we have one hiccup. And we see security footage of Joey walking up to his...
Not the security footage. I was like, where's the camera crew?
Yeah. To his room. And there is a note written. Do we know who it's written by?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a note written that says, we need to talk. And it's from Kelsey.
Yes. And we as viewers know that Kelsey is spiraling after her chat with Leslie. She's freaking out, and it seems to be that she just wants to talk to Joey for reassurance and to kind of ease her nerves.
Yeah, but
I think it's hard, like when you're in a relationship with someone, she is in love with him, she's like been kind of all in for a few weeks now, it feels like, and she's like, you know, typically when you're having insecurities or struggles in a relationship, you just like call the person, you can talk to them like right away, and not having that access is also probably very hard.
Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. They're honestly, I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Yeah, but it's... So I think anyone can relate and knows this to be true, that when you're in a relationship with someone and your partner says, we need to talk, it's usually not just a chill, let's just talk about our feelings. It's a, we need to talk, you fucked up.
Yeah, no, it was actually horrendous wording on her part. Right? Like of all the things she could have written, I think she was maybe trying to just be like cute and frank and like Joey, we need to talk, Kelsey, like I need to talk to you.
Well, then if that was her objective, she should have put like a heart or a butterfly or something on there.
Yeah, I don't know, like, I have no idea what persuaded her to use those words, but I feel like
she should have.
What would
like,
you have written?
We got to talk real quick.
The exact same thing.
No, but we got to talk real quick.
That doesn't sound good either.
No, what I would have said, I would have probably wrote care for our come to my room. I don't know, actually. I don't know. What could you have said?
I don't know. I'm honestly, I guess just like, Joey, I'm really missing you. Can we have a quick talk? Or like,
even that though, yeah. Even that, I guess there's kind of no way to say.
I don't know.
Can we talk? Let me holler at you for a second.
Nope. Definitely not that one. Maybe like, hey, when you have some time, can you come visit me? I guess it doesn't give any sense of urgency though. It's like, I'll see you at the roast.
What about, we need to talk. All good though. All good things.
Or like, hey, I need to talk to you. Nothing to worry about. Like some sort of like,
just want to get a few things off my chest.
Yeah. Or like having a hard time. Need to see your face. Kelsey. That's a good one.
Having a hard time. Need to see your face. That is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just like, hey, I'm having a tough time. Like, can we talk?
Yeah.
Like,
well, she said
she didn't do it. She didn't do any of those things. So like,
she didn't do it. And Joey was the worst person to get that, because now it's like everything that he has been worried about this entire season seems to potentially be coming true.
Yeah. And he's got like one major stress point.
And it's
someone he cares about is going to reject him. And I think my guess is that Rachel's going home, because he did say, I'm falling in love with you, to Daisy and Kelsey. And I think he has very strong connections with both of them. And I think him and Rachel have a good connection, but I just don't know if it's where the other two are. So with that prediction in mind, he's like, one of my two strongest connections potentially could be leaving right now. And he's going to freak out.
Going home before Fantasy Suites sucks. Going home after Fantasy Suites has to kind of be like the worst.
Yeah, because it's like, wow, he really just got to see like all of who I am and he didn't like it.
I don't know if you should say that he didn't like it.
Well, no, but that's obviously.
He got to see all of me and still I'm not enough for him.
Yes, but at the end of the day, like, we're phrasing it in a horrible way.
Yeah.
It's really at the
end
of the
day. Which is what we do on this podcast.
Well, we're just, you know. But at the end of the day, it just comes down to he has stronger connections with other people. But I can imagine that's how it would feel.
Yeah.
Like, you get so much time with them. You're so vulnerable. And it's like that week to go home, I feel like, would hurt like more than anything.
Yeah. Yes.
I know final two is like a hard one, but like at least at that point, it's like, you know.
I don't think final two is as bad.
Yeah, I don't think.
And the reason
I after Fantasy Suites is a hard week to go
home.
The
reason I don't, because I do think there is something that, like, as much as I think both women want Joey to get down on one knee and ask them to marry them.
Yeah.
I think there has to be a little part of them that are kind of like a little relieved, like, oh, shit. That would have been crazy.
I don't know if people feel that way. I think that you would feel that way. I think it's for the best that you went home night one.
Well, what I'm saying is I think you could still be like all in, but there could be a little percentage of you that is kind of like, oh, wait, like it, like when you're getting ready for the engagement, there has to be a part of you that like that kicks back to the real world where you're like, oh, shit, like I'm about to get engaged.
Well, I think how I would feel is, okay, I'm heartbroken, but this is such a big risk and a big decision to make, getting engaged to someone in this amount of time. People do it and it's successful, yeah, for sure. But like, it's still faster than the average relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be like, if it's not me and he's not certain about me, like, I'm relieved he didn't propose to me, because we've seen it where people propose and then they switcheroo and go with the other girl. Or they propose and it doesn't work out like right away. Yeah, so I'd be like, you know, I want him to be sure. And if he's not sure, then I'm glad that he didn't take the engagement from me just for it to not work out.
And what a better way to get over a heartbreak than becoming the lead and having 30 something guys chase after you. And most likely it's usually that. Well, actually not true. It hasn't really been like this, but people love Daisy if it's not her. And I would say, in my opinion, if it's not Daisy and she gets her heart broken at the end, I don't see how she's not the Bachelorette.
Wow, we're thinking Bachelorette predictions now, aren't we?
I'm just going to throw it out there. My opinion, I don't see a world where it's not.
Maybe.
I mean, she's Mrs. Claus. And Mrs. Claus needs a Santa Claus.
Oh.
Tagline. Terrible.
Tagline.
Sometimes I talk and I just like, I'm like,
you're inspired, Joe.
You're the worst.
Well, this is what we leave on. Joey gets a note from Kelsey. They're both spiraling. Rachel's jaw is fine. She's chilling, feeling good. Daisy, Joey said he's falling in love with her. She's feeling amazing. She's feeling better than I've seen her feel in weeks. Girls on top of the world.
And Joe thinks Daisy's going to be the next Bachelorette.
She's
going to say it here now.
I'm always so much more hesitant to make predictions than you are.
Well, because if I'm wrong, who cares?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Like literally, what does it matter?
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. Okay. Honestly, fun episode. I really enjoyed speaking with you, Serena.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you to all our listeners for tuning in to Happy Hour. We are here every week dropping new interviews. Make sure you stay tuned in later this week because we have Susan, Leslie, and Sandra coming on the podcast. And don't forget, next week is Woman Tell All.
Yes, we had the pleasure of watching it when they filmed, and you're not going to want to miss it. All your favorites are back, and they're going to be hashing out the drama, the breakups, all the good things. I'm excited. It's going to be a really good episode.
Yeah, we get to watch it live from our couch when most people don't see it yet. So I really hope you guys are jealous because we are hooked up like that. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day, everyone. Be safe.
Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.